Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
/184/185. When last we visited Murondoy, Benicia told Anil about the bad treatment she was getting from Alonzo. He determined to restart a guidance group for men. Goldman and John commended ExxonMobil for discussions and training done in several regions which benefited indigenous women and youths. Maurice told Zena they must remarry right away, but she insisted on taking some time. Right now, Catalina is treating Denzel to lunch.
This is a really nice restaurant, Mommy.
Well, for a modern son date, I wanted to choose somewhere classy as possible, son.
I love it. Real nice ambiance.
Yes, one of them girls from the salon suggested it.
Okay.
I like how all the tables got a proper distance between them.
Yeah, proper social distancing.
Yes. So, son, what you want to start off with to drink?
Let me take a look at the menu here.
I think I can start off with this fruit brunch.
These prices, though?
Well, I guess we're paying for the ambience, the building, the furniture, the food, everything.
You sure you want to spend all this money just to treat me?
Look, Denzel, relax, yeah? You're my son, and I wanted to do something nice for you, because I know you're going through a difficult time.
I'll be fine, Mommy.
Dax, a Visa card here, so I'll be paying with my Republic Bank Visa card.
You know, one day I will be the one treating you to these expensive lunches, Mommy.
You think I know that?
All right, I'll have one of the fruit punches too.
Nice. Let me signal the waitress.
Coretta, you can't just show up at my office like this.
Ignatius, I need to talk to somebody. John driving me crazy.
Well, that is what happens when you marry someone you hardly know.
Oh, so that is what happened with you and Shelley.
Coretta.
Look, I try for me and this man don't end up fighting or something. But every day he pushing me, Ignatius.
So you're going to beat the man?
How I gonna beat John?
Well, watch yourself before he beats you.
I ain't gonna put up with no sort of violence from John.
You shouldn't put up with any sort of violence from anybody.
Just was saying.
Listen, if it bothering you that much, why y'all don't try counseling or something?
You really feel John gonna agree to go to counseling? He don't even think we got a problem.
Well, I don't know what you expect from me.
Well, if you give me a little money, that would make everything better.
What?
Ignatius, you got my Republic Bank account number. You could drop a little money in there and surprise me.
Corrector, for the last time, you are not my wife. I've helped you out in the past out of the kindness of my heart. But enough is enough.
Well, I play in the lotto, but I ain't win yet. I get a phone number the other day and I collect the 2,000. But I'm hoping to win the jackpot. Help me set up a little business now in the meantime.
You have a husband.
You know John ain't got no money.
That is not my problem.
And then he talking about going back in the bush. Apparently his family is still affected by the flood.
It probably would be a good idea for you to go with him.
I got me family in Kakwani were affected too. Why going with John? Who calling you?
My wife. Yes, Shelly.
Hi, Iggy. You coming home for lunch? I cook steak.
Steak?
Yes, steak, mashed sweet potatoes, steamed greens and green salad.
I see.
So you coming home?
I'll get a snack again today. Eat later.
Oh, I was hoping we could chat over lunch.
Not in the mood to chat. Bye.
You're still in green?
Correcto. I don't have time to chit-chat. Sort yourself out with John and leave me out of it.
Imagine you telling me to sort myself out. And you and your wife ain't even on terms.
Correct.
All right, man. Now go in. I don't know why you don't divorce Shelly and Don.
Oh, shoot.
What happened, Enzo?
Can we leave, Mommy?
Leave? Boy, we just get me food.
Yeah, but let me just get it in a box and take it home.
Really, Denzel?
It's Zena. She and her ex-husband just walked in.
Oh.
That's them over there. To your left.
Wow. Okay.
Can we go?
Denzel, you can't let these people spoil me lunch.
It's not her. It's him. Knowing how he controlled, manipulated, and physically abused her for years, I just tempted to go over there and punch in his face.
All right, son, no? You're going to jail for no abusive man?
What hurts, it's not that she ended it with me. I respect her choice. I young, and I could easily get another girlfriend. But it's him. I know he manipulated her just to get back into your life.
Denzel, she's an adult. You can't decide for her. I just hope this time he doesn't put her through that.
He will, Mom. Trust me.
I hope not.
But if she needs me as a friend to support her, I will. I'm not going to abandon her just because the idiot back in her life.
Just looking at you, I could tell you're arrogant. Look how you puff up your chest.
Mom, we leaving?
Yeah. All right, man. You're not comfortable, so we're going to go.
Address the elephant in the room.
Mala, he doing all of this to punish me. I know it.
Well, you heard the man. I mean, you sleep with the nephew right under the nose. Listen, I know Ignatius loves you because any other man would have done that shoe out.
Naji, he don't even sleep with me no more. It's like two strangers living in this house.
Well, y'all ain't gonna get nowhere if y'all don't address it.
But how, Mala? I supposed to just go up to Ignatius and say, I had an affair with your nephew and I'm sorry you want me make back?
Yes. You're the one that did the wrong, so you got to take the first step.
But it's not like Ignatius never do me wrong. You forget he almost had a whole baby on me.
And it's possible that Alonzo could get you pregnant if you could make children. By the way, you went and do any tests?
I tell you, we used to use condoms most of the time.
So, most of the time, does protect you from sexually transmitted infections?
Hing a nut, man. I fine. Besides, Benicia pregnant, and I sure the doctor don't do all kind of checkup on she.
Shelly, is how you sound so stupid. You depending on the status of another person's health to determine you own?
Watch. I know I good, I mean got time for study all the right now. I just want to make back with my husband.
You know what you got to do.
And the same one, Benicio. I see Ignatius up on the phone steady with she these days. You think the two of them could dare?
You know I went through with Anil and Benicio, but I don't think Ignatius would do them.
Could be payback for what I do with Alonzo.
From what I understand, Alonzo is very abusive to her.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
She even called Anil and complained.
You okay with that?
Ellie, Anil tells me everything. He don't hide anything from me anymore.
Oh, that's good.
But honestly, from one woman to the other, I feel sorry for Benicio. It didn't sound like Alonzo loves she at all. And the fact that she's pregnant too?
Yeah, it is low. He invited me to a meeting at Brian's house. Something about some business deal.
Shelley, you still getting yourself tied up with Alonzo?
It's just business, Marlo. I'll go in and hear what I got for dinner.
Careful, eh? You could be walking into a trap.
Hey.
I don't know about you, but if I was in your position and was trying to get back with me husband, I would stay far, far from Alonzo.
Hi, Denzel.
What are you whispering? Maury, you there?
Yeah, I'm on the veranda. He's sleeping. I saw you at the restaurant today. You left so quickly because of me?
What do you think?
I'm sorry.
I can't stand to see that man knowing what he do to you.
I understand.
Look, I know that our relationship is over, and I respect you for that. But I'm worried about you.
Don't be worried. I can handle Maurice.
Really?
I mean, he's always been a difficult person to deal with, but I think this time he really wants to do better.
You think he's showing you that he wants to do better?
Well, yeah, that's what he says.
But what about his actions?
What about it?
How is he treating you?
Honestly, he's been treating me great.
Okay.
I mean, he's not perfect, but he's trying.
As long as you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
So, he moved back with you?
Not quite, but he's been spending some nights here.
Okay, did you tell him you were seeing someone?
No, he would lose his mind if I told him that.
Wow.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Zena, that's the problem. You know he hasn't changed.
I can deal with him.
Look, promise me if you ever need my help, you'll call me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm serious, Zena. Anytime, day or night, anything you need, don't hesitate to call me.
Sorry if I hurt you, Denzel.
I'll be fine, and I learned a lot from you. But my wanting to help you is because I care about you as a woman. I don't want anything to happen to you, Zena.
Okay.
Don't let Maurice isolate you like he did before. There's gonna be the signs of him returning to his old ways.
He told me to change my hair.
What?
I mean, it's nothing. It's just that, you know, he likes me to look a certain way.
Zena.
It's fine, Denzel. It's fine. It's just here, right?
But you wanted to change your hair?
Look, I gotta go before he wakes up and see I'm not there.
Alright. Call me if anything, right?
I will.
Alright. Good night.
Good night, Denzel. And thank you so much for being my friend.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together. The killing of
another woman. How many more rapes, beatings, and killings must women endure? It's time for zero tolerance to gender-based violence. We shall no longer tolerate any form of violence against women and girls. And as a society, we pledge to create an environment in which they can lead safe and healthy lives. We call on our national and community leaders to stand firmly against gender-based violence and commit to mobilizing needed resources. Laws against violence to women and girls must be strengthened and implemented as we work together to provide free legal aid, shelters, counseling, and medical services for survivors. Say violence against women no more. Call the Domestic Violence Helpline 914.
A message from the Spotlight Initiative in Guyana, funded by the European Union and implemented by the United Nations in partnership with the government of Guyana.
Spread love and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and knives and let we stop wasting.